It's December. What's happening in the natural world? Here are Boulder naturalists Scott Sievers and Ruth Carol Cushman.
We're on the university campus, CU at Boulder, right next to Regent Hall, and standing right under a beech tree that has been an absolute hot spot for birders for the past few weeks. I'm shaking the branches to make a nice little crackly noise. It still has some leaves on it. They're sort of a muddy green oval, lightly indented around the edges. But the reason that this has been such a hot spot is that aphids are feeding on these leaves. What are you finding, Scott? Any aphids over there?
I'm looking at the underside of the leaves because aphids usually feed on the bottom side of leaves to kind of hide themselves from predators.
Could they have frozen and fallen off in just the last few days, the aphids?
Yeah, even though a lot of insects have a chemical similar to antifreeze for their blood, if it's too cold, they may not be able to persist. So that they would either go and find a place to hibernate or they would perish. Or the other option is that they got consumed by predators.
And we hope that's what happened to them. In mid-November, every time you came out here, you would see a group of people with binoculars around here. The attraction were the warblers, and the attraction for the warblers were the aphids. And there were some very rare warblers here, at least rare for Boulder. Do you hear any, Scott?
I've mainly been hearing chickadees, nuthatches, and a few finches. The chickadees and nuthatches, they have the ability to stay all winter, unlike the warblers, because the chickadees and nuthatches store pine seeds and spruce seeds from these ornamental plantings around campus. The finches are going to be persisting on trees that will have seeds and other plants that will have seeds. But the warblers, needing an insect diet, normally they're going to winter in Mexico and South America. So we're looking under these leaves for any evidence of aphids, and since it's now December, almost all that insect resource has gone. Now, how did the warblers get here? We're not really on the migratory path for things like Perula and Prothonotary warbler. These big cities act as beacons of light that confuse the birds because they're nighttime migrants and they get sucked into these cities. And then they're stuck looking for food. And so they're keying in on other resident birds to help them find food. Maybe a weather front pushed these warblers here and then they got stuck in the confusing lights of a big city.
That's a good reason to go along with the Lights Out program that has been pushed by Audubon. It would be much better if cities would dim down their lights and houses turn off their lights. And of course, now we wonder what happened to these birds that were here just a week or two ago. Did they manage to get out and continue on their migration course south, or did they freeze to death?
There's a chance that they got out of here. It depends on how much fat they added on their migration route and before they migrated.
We hope they winged their way on down to the Gulf Coast.
Ruth Carol Cushman and Scott Sievers are friends and Boulder naturalists. ¶¶